Greg Likens here alongside wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins, Mike Wallace. Mike, what's the vibe around the facility as you all get back together?
It's good. It's always good to be with your teammates. A lot of smiles when you don't see guys in a while. You know, we ain't been around. You used to being around these guys every day. So when you go from being around them every day to not being around them for three and a half months, it's a different feel. So always good to be back with my guys, ready to get to work, start this new season.
And is this kind of the point of the in the offseason, sort of entering the new season in 2014, where you guys can build some camaraderie, build some chemistry going forward?
Definitely. You know, it's always good to get an early start. We got a new offensive coordinator, whole new offense. So, you know, get guys in here just to get on the same page, you know, get some of these catches in with the quarterbacks, you know, get our big linemen in there lifting together. So, you know, like you said, just get some camaraderie going, team building. It's always good.
Mike Wallace, wide receiver from the Dolphins, joining us here. And, Mike, you just mentioned new offensive coordinator. A lot of people excited. Bill Lazor coming in. Well, people are interested to hear what the offense is going to be in 2014. So far, I know you guys are just kind of all getting together now, but what are your expectations from that standpoint?
You know, he comes from Philly, so, you know, my style, big play offense. So I'm excited about it, especially. You know, I see Ryan's been excited about it. He's called me about 8-9 times just texting me about the new offense. You know, I just want to make some plays for my team. You know, go out, do what I can, and have a much better year than last year. That's my, you know, we can't have the kind of year we had last year. We have to be on the same page. So, you know, Coach Lazor is going to help us get there.
Talk about making big plays. Is that something you've done in this offseason, is kind of take a look back at what Philadelphia's offense did and see those wide receivers getting down the field? And is that something that has motivated you and gotten you excited?
Oh, definitely. You know, always me and D-Jack always get comparisons all the time. So to see the offense that he was in, and he had his best year in that offense. So hopefully I can have my best year in the same kind of offense.
Now, do you like that comparison? I'm not sure. I'm never sure with competitors.
Yeah. I'm my own man, you know. But that, in this game, it's going to be like that sometimes, you know. So I like to be compared to myself, but it is what it is. He's a great player, so as long as I'm not compared to a bad guy, it's cool. You know, he's a great player, so I don't mind it.
He put up some good numbers, so yeah. I guess it's not a bad comparison. Mike Wallace, wide receiver from the Dolphins, joining us here. And you mentioned Ryan Tannehill, and a lot of people interested in, you know, year two for you guys and how that's going to progress. How do you see that going, and what kind of work are you guys going to put in going forward?
I think it's going to work really well. You know, it was a whole new situation for me. He had to get used to me. I had to get used to him, the offense. It was just different. But I think after a whole year and another offseason together, we'll be fine. But I honestly feel like the offseason, it'll help. But I think most of our problems is going to come from live bullets. I think we need to get out, you know, on the field and do that. I think on air we'll hit it all day. I don't think we'll have too many incompletions on air. That's not the problem. We need to do it when we have a full rush coming. When we have guys, you know, getting their hands on us, I think that's when it's going to make it better and make it harder for us. When we get to OTAs and training camp, that's when I think it'll really help us. Right now, you know, it's always good to get chemistry going with your quarterback, but on air, I don't think it's going to really make a difference. I think it's going to make the difference once we get guys in front of us and start lining up.
Now, you mentioned wanting to have a better season from a year ago, and I'm sure that goes for, you know, personally, for the team. What are your expectations?
You know, we're here to make the playoffs. And once you get into the playoffs, anything goes from there. We were definitely disappointed we didn't make it last year. We had the team to do it. We just got to put it all together. I think we can go as far as our team makes us go. We have the guys on our team. We just have to lead, you know, have guys leading better than last year and just taking the next step. And I think everybody's ready for it. I think, you know, our guy here has a lot of smiles. Everybody's fresh, mind free. You know, they're ready to go. They're excited about the new offense. You know, we ready to go, man. Not too much needed to be said.
Mike Wallace from the Dolphins joining us here. And, Mike, another part of that is Dennis Hickey coming in as the new general manager. He's made some big offseason acquisitions, also on that offensive side of the ball. And, you know, perhaps some of the reason why the connection between you and Ryan wasn't as good is because of the 58 sacks were given up. But, hey, you see Brandon Albert, the big guy's here. How is it to see him out here, and what's he going to provide to the team?
Oh, he's a big dude, man. I knew B.A. before he came here. You know, that was already my guy. So, you know, it's exciting to have some guys, him, Noshon. I already knew those guys before they came here. So it's exciting to have guys that, you know, I actually knew already coming to the team. So, and B.A., you know, his reputation speaks for itself. He has the numbers. He's going to come out and ball. That's not even a question. So we're excited about having him here. Hopefully he can keep help keep Tanny upright, and he could deliver some strikes to us.
Now, you know, you knew Brandon before, and so I see you guys have some friendly Twitter jabs going back and forth. Should I take any of these bets seriously that you guys are making?
When it comes to him, he's the one with the big money, man. You know, he's fresh off the new contract, so hopefully he can buy me a Ferrari. I know I seen what Dwight Howard did. You know, that's the big guy looking out for the little guy.
Right.
So I'm kind of expecting the same thing, the big guy looking out for the little guy in this situation. So hopefully, you know, if I get a Mohawk again, maybe B.A. will pull up with a Maybach right here and a Ferrari right there for me and let me choose. So hopefully he can do that for me. That's my guy. I don't know if you like me enough to buy me a Ferrari yet, though.
I was going to say, you got to like somebody a lot.
Yeah.
But, hey, that's a message for Brandon Albert out there. Mike Wallace wants a Ferrari, so you
definitely
want to make a good impression on your teammates.
I think I would have took the Maybach, though, me personally.
Okay.
So, you know, I think it's time for me to start letting a couple people drive me around. I'm tired of driving.
There we go. Hey, Mike, I want to ask you, as a player now in the league for the number of years you've been in, do you still keep track of the NFL draft, and will you be watching closely?
Definitely. Every year. I love football. You know, way before I started playing football, you know, I used to watch the draft, watch every game in the NFL, you know, on Sundays, whenever you can. So I'm more of a fan of the sport than just a player. You know, I like to watch. I like all of that stuff going on. So I'll definitely be watching the draft, looking for the 19th pick.
Any predictions? You got any suggestions on that?
Nope. I don't have no predictions. I think Mr. Hickey will do a good job. Coach Philbin and everybody else, they're going to do their job well and get us the right guy in here. You know, I know we need some impact players, so hopefully we can do a good job. And the guy, whoever we pick, you know, they can come in and do a good job for us.
I think we're all looking forward to seeing who that pick's going to be at number 19. All right, finally, I know you mentioned spending time with family, spending time seeing your daughter grow up a little bit, but what else away from football did you like to do these last couple of months when you were away from the facility?
Honestly, just chill with my family. I didn't really do too much. Just chill.
Just
you know, this was my first off season actually being with my family as much. You know, I'm used to being in New Orleans and them in Houston. So this is my first off season really being with my family. So I just try to take as much time as I could and just chill with them.
There he is, Mike Wallace, receiver from the Dolphins. Appreciate the time, Mike. Good to see you.
No doubt, baby. All good.